3 of 10. How is your memory of the Ten Commandments? I know, I just read it. Did you recognize it? Could you recite them? Are you thinking of maybe the epic film right now? Or maybe you're thinking about the monuments that some people have thought should be in front of courthouses? And did you know originally those monuments were advertisements for the film? Have you ever thought deeply about what the Ten Commandments really mean? 16 years ago, the United Church of Christ published a controversial reimagining of the Ten Commandments. They were called God is Still Speaking Through the Ten C's. Here are just a few updated because, well, it's 2020. They will likely elicit a response from you. Our culture thinks you shall not make for yourself an idol except for Beyonce, Starbucks, Nintendo Switch, the American flag, the Bible, and Wall Street. Maybe God says you shall not worship the idol of individualism that leads to the American dream of success only for some of God's children. Our culture believes you shall not covet your neighbor's property unless your neighbor's place is bigger than yours or has more toys than you do. Note, you also shall not covet your neighbor's by refusing to wear a mask. Perhaps God says, you shall not covet another culture's land or tax benefits obtained on the backs of the poor or global trade advantages, water, air, women, or immigrants as personal property. And you shall wear a mask to protect all those around you. Our culture maintains you shall not kill unless you are one of the states with the death penalty. Look different, talk different, think different, or you're trying to off the ones you classify as terrorists. Note, collateral damage, maimings, casualties, and the like are unavoidable, regrettable, justifiable, and patriotic. Probably, God says, you shall not kill, period. Not by lethal injection, not by surgical airstrikes or endangering the lives of millions of Americans by trying to take away health insurance or health-inspected food or fair wages or personal protective equipment for frontline workers, or to be protected from eviction during a pandemic. There's just a few eliciting a response, yeah. Is everything I said part of the Ten Commandments? Well, no. Can a look at the Ten Commandments open up discussions that go there, though? Oh, yes. Let's spend some time really looking at what the Ten Commandments are. Most people can't name them 4, so let's name all 10. No other gods before God. No idols. No misusing God's name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. No murdering. No committing adultery. No stealing. No lying. No coveting. Wanting something so bad that you make a plan how to steal it. And now, what are they really about? Well, here are some 1- and 2-word reactions. No other gods before God is about power. No idols, power, and guilt. No misusing God's name, honesty in oaths. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Rest. Honor your father and your mother, caring for aging parents. Not murdering. No committing adultery, property. No stealing, property. No lying, contracts and courts. No coveting, property. Right, here's a little more. No other gods before God. I said it was about power, jealousy, possessiveness, a demand for your complete attention. All right, here's a question, and it's a real question, and maybe we're not allowed to ask it, but I'm asking it. It's okay for God to be like this, but not people. Why is that? Can God be love and also be like that? Are we allowed to ask such questions at all? Really? All right, how about no idols? It's about power and guilt. This is completely connected to the first one. You have to be in awe of only me. If you look at another way, you look at another that way, you're awful. Don't you dare think about anyone but me. Again, it's okay for God to be like that, but not people. And what happens when we ask questions like that. All right, here we go. Honesty, or no misusing God's name. Honesty and oaths. Now we're moving away from the power and guilt. There's a little, don't swear my name and then not live up to your promise, I'll be mad. But overall, this one is about telling the truth when you swear an oath. It isn't about using God as a sort of expletive. That may be something that people find offensive, but it's not what the commandments are about. Remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, about rest. It's still wrapped a little bit in the do this because you honor me line, but this commandment is about taking a break. Rest. Refresh. Don't work yourself to death. Rest and rejuvenate. Honor your father and your mother, caring for aging parents. The commandment with a promise. It's not about young children obeying their parents. This commandment is a karma one. Take care of your parents when they are aging and in need of your help. And that's exactly what you'll get. No murdering. No murdering. Don't take someone else's life away. Is the Bible filled with examples of people doing just that and having to look at it as if that's what God wanted? Or having to be something that was good and necessary? Well, yes. And no murdering. Killing doesn't solve anything. It just leads to more killing. No committing adultery is about property. Isn't this one about marriage and faithfulness? Well, yes, except marriage was way different. Men could marry as many women as they could support. Women could not. Men owned women as property. Women were property. If a man wanted to sleep with a woman, all he needed to do was to show that he could support her. If a woman wanted to sleep with a man, she had to be married to him and only him. So it's about property. That's what women were. And putting our more puritanical views about sexuality into what this commandment is about may seem to make sense, but it's not what the commandment is about. It's about property and power, too. No stealing is about property. This one is overtly about property. Don't take what belongs to someone else. In this case, which belongs to another man, since women were the property. It's not necessarily about honesty, just not taking another dude's stuff. No lying is about contracts and courts. All right, here we go. Telling the truth. In the most specific sense, this one is about telling the truth in contracts and in litigation. As in, don't tell a lie to get someone else's, okay, a dude's stuff and then make it your own. It's closely related to number three, the one about taking God's name in vain. Are the things we call white lies included in this? Well, by extension, it's possible to include telling anything false or even withholding information that makes things look differently than they really are. As in, knowing something is serious and deadly and telling the public that it's no big deal. And it's important to understand that this commandment, at its core, still is about being truthful in business dealings. No coveting is about property. This one isn't about looking at someone else's stuff and wishing you had it. It's about looking at someone else's stuff and wishing you had it and then making a plan to swindle them out of it by, well, doing what you just planned. Keeping up with the Joneses may be a silly game folks play, but it's not a prohibited activity in the 10th commandment. Whew. There they are. Not exactly what you've heard from them before, and not exactly different. Easy to follow? Hard to follow? Timeless? Worth a continuing conversation? They're all in Exodus 20. The 10. Amen.